Аудиозапись номер 28. Exercise 33. Listen to the text passages D and E and follow it. Passage D. Sometimes elements of different languages influence the names of places. In the name of Shakespeare's birthplace, Stratford-upon-Avon, we see four words from three different languages. In this town, a Roman road, in Latin strata, crossed the Avon in the Welsh language. The word Avon means a river. The English word ford means a place where we can cross a river. So the name Stratford-upon-Avon means a place where the road crosses the river. From this we know that at different times Roman, Welsh and English people lived there. Passage E.
Latin words started to be used in the names of English places a very long time ago. The Latin word strata later developed into the English word street. The Latin portus became the English port and is seen in the names of many English places. Southport, Portland, Portsmouth. The oldest names of places in the USA, as you can guess, are American Indians. They are mostly the names of what people saw in nature. Mountain, lakes, rivers, and waterfalls. The name of America's greatest river, the Mississippi, is made from two American Indian words, Missi, great, and Sippi, water. Like all ancient names, these American Indian names were passed on from father to son by word of mouth. They were not written down, only spoken. Europeans found the names very difficult to pronounce, and so they said them in ways closer to their own languages. Even in their changed form, the unusual and poetic sounds of the American Indian words remain. Niagara, Chicago, and others.